Now I come to chapter 50 here, and we have the reason for the rejection of Israel, and that is Israel's rejection of Christ. That is the reason today. That is the hurdle they must get over before there can be blessing for them. He came as their Messiah. He actually was one of them. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came to his own people, and his own people received him not. He was born under the law. The woman at the well says, "How is it, thou being a Jew, that you ask drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Now we have here, in this chapter, God the Father states the reason for the rejection of Israel. And then, in verses 4 through 9, God the Son speaks concerning his humiliation. And in verses 10 and 11, God the Holy Spirit suggests that man trust the Son. This is another remarkable chapter, by the way, and a very brief one. "Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away." Now, the fact they are in the position that they're in is because of the attitude and their relationship to the one that God sent to them. Now, in verse 2, God says, "Wherefore, when I come, was there no man? When I call, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there's no water, and dieth for thirst." In other words, when Christ came, the dignity and worth of his person demanded that men join angels in praise and worship. He was the Creator and Redeemer and demanded reverence from his creatures. And God would have saved, but he was rejected then by his people. And today he's being rejected by a world. Now, the very specific sin for which God set Israel aside is stated here, their rejection of the Messiah. When he came, there was no reception of him at all. And there was no man to welcome him at his birth, no one to receive him when he began his ministry, and they rejected and killed their Messiah. Now, Simon Peter, on the day of Pentecost, put it like this in Acts 2, verse 22. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved to God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinant counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Now they have rejected their Messiah. And God makes it very clear that it's on that basis that they have now been set aside.